Hey, kia ora guys. Just before we get into today's podcast, I wanted to let you know that we're having our first AMA, that's Ask Me Anything session, for 2023 on the 19th of February at 10 a.m. New Zealand time, which I think works out pretty well for everyone else. So I'm going to put up a promo and some links and bits and pieces. Please keep your ear to the ground for that one. So it's going to be looking at Māori weaponry and traditional Māori approaches to, I guess, the art of war, really. And we had one last year and it was so popular, and for those people who trained with me in Canada at Steve Arms Sensei's wonderful seminar, Buddha Without Borders, we're going to do a session on that and talk more about it and do some demonstrating. So for bookings and so on, we'll put a link in the description, and please holler. Let us know if you're attending and we'll send you details and so on and so forth. So with that said, enjoy today's podcast and hope you're well. Looking forward to seeing you on February the 19th. That's New Zealand, so everywhere else. I think we're a day ahead of everyone, so hopefully you'll be able to join us. Thanks again. Enjoy the podcast. Talk soon. Hei kuna. So the other day I was pulling out of traffic and I was at a stop sign. And this guy in front of me on the other side, in essence, what he did was he sat there, and when he didn't get his way, as I was trying to do, it was rush hour traffic, he gave me the middle finger. And what I did next, I take no pride in. Kia ora, welcome to the Invisible Sensei podcast. My name is Tuari Dawson, and for the last 4.5 decades, I have practiced the martial arts in both the indigenous Māori traditions of Aotearoa, my home, and in the wonderful arts of karate, kobudo, and jiu-jitsu. But more than that, I am a fan of all martial arts and martial artists. So here are some of my own thoughts on the subject, as well as interviews with some great sensei and instructors from around the world. And lastly, it's something of a cliche, I know, but do me a favor and click the link in the description for our merch shop, as well as other ways to support the podcast. It really does help. Also, check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. If you like what you hear, please share our content. Again, it really helps us to continue to create content we believe in. And remember, it's not what you say when everyone's listening, it's what you practice when no one is watching that makes all the difference. So now, if you're waiting to hear a story about how I punched a hole in the windscreen and dragged him out and did violent things to this gentleman, no, I didn't. So I was in the car with my partner, and this guy just caught me at the wrong time. When he flicked me the middle finger, it just set something off for me. I really dislike rude people. And so as he turned to go up a road, I followed him. Yes, I followed him. Not for long, and I did realize what I was doing, but I lost my temper. And I followed this gentleman, and we got to a stop sign, and he was right in front of me. And I could see that he was really panicking. He was really worried. And I don't find it funny. I don't find it in any way a favorable reflection of myself, of what I believe in, who I am and who I want to be, that I put that kind of fear into someone. Of course, I didn't get out of the vehicle. He turned left and I continued on my way. And the best thing that I can do is try and learn from that situation and maybe talk about what anger is to me, especially in relation to martial arts. I think some people have this weird idea that doing martial arts will somehow make you immune to anger, or immune to having impulses where you just want to bury your fist in something because you're so angry or frustrated. No, it doesn't take away those things. In fact, poorly channeled, it can make you extremely dangerous to yourself, to others, especially when you overestimate yourself or underestimate others, or you just have no control, or you're surrounded by people that don't help you to see what that's about. So what I learned and what I'm learning from that situation, I'm still kind of mulling over. But here's an interesting aside just before we continue with that. The other day I was sitting I was traveling for work, and I was sitting in this nice air-conditioned office and enjoying a delicious cup of coffee, as is my habit, and I just flipped over a random newspaper, and on the front was a article in which this 6 foot two, 140 kilo, I think that's 330 pounds, I could be wrong, well, just over 300 pounds, I guess, gentleman punched this elderly guy in the face, and he was a trained martial artist known well throughout that community, and then got on social media and bragged about how he had punched this elderly gentleman over some ridiculous discussion around COVID. And I'm not going to go down that path. This is not what this is about. Point is that what is it that induces us to become angry? As martial artists, you know, we're taught to control, or hopefully we're taught to control and focus our aggression in ways which are, hopefully positive. And I know that aggression, controlled aggression, has been a very important part of my training, but also in helping me to understand what anger is. And I think not being an angry, pardon the language, not being an angry asshole or a dick, it actually is a decision I need to make every day. When I'm training, when I'm practicing with someone else, you know, there's always those opportunities and times where you get kicked or punched or swept or get winded or there's an injury even. And, you know, funnily enough, I can pretty much take those in my stride. Strangely, if I'm the person who has caused the injury or hurt someone else, it always goes down very badly for me. I always feel terrible about it, but, you know, that's just, it's what we do, isn't it? So, with that gentleman who punched that elderly guy, and me losing my literal shit just because some guy didn't like me or some guy thought I wasn't driving properly and extended his middle finger, and me following him, even though it was, I don't know, maybe 600 meters is not the point. The point was, is that I lost control of myself momentarily. And we can try and unpack and I can make all sorts of excuses. But I think as martial artists, we have a responsibility. Well, I have a responsibility. Let's talk about me. And I kind of let myself down. I let myself down because that's not who I want to be. Also, my partner was saying, don't do this. And I disregarded her as well. She was speaking to me in very calm tones, trying to get me to calm down. And I was just, yeah, I was really angry and kind of bent on I don't know what. So going home and really regretting that situation, the only thing that I can do is try and learn from it and remember it and remember the sort of things that I need to do to sit with that anger and find some forgiveness for myself. And hopefully I didn't intimidate that gentleman too much. I'm a big believer in karma. When you put that sort of energy out, it comes back to you. And I've seen in dojo over the years where you've had sensei who, for whatever reason, especially around sparring, they want specific or a specific level of aggression, which can border into anger. I've seen kickboxers and MMA fighters be told by their coach, just pretend this guy's coming to kill your family and all these things. So to engender hate and, I guess, aggression. And to be honest, I don't ever want to hate anyone that much. I don't ever want to be in a place where I'm ready to use what I've learnt in a way that means that I end my life or someone else's. It scares me when I see this, and it scares me when you think about, you know, as you're sitting there, whether you've been doing it for 6 months or 60 years, you know how easy it is to choke someone for just that little bit too long, or to use a technique, a strike, a blow, a parry, a block, a sweep, a throw, anything. And you know how easy it is to really hurt a person. I'm not saying it's easy to do, but I'm saying that, or is an easy choice to make, that's what I mean. But I'm saying that with these things comes a certain sense of responsibility. And responsibility is an interesting thing, because I felt like in that moment where I chased that gentleman, I became a white belt again. Maybe less than a white belt. But what I also know, there are plenty more opportunities to try and move on from that and learn from it. And to be the kind of person that I want to be. A lot of people take their kids to martial arts because they're wanting to learn how to deal with anger. Anger is not always the issue. Sometimes the issue is emotion, dealing with emotion. And if you've listened to this podcast, you know that for me, the ways in which I chose to deal with my upbringing and the difficulties there was to find some escape in martial arts. And I think martial arts is not about escape. I think it's about learning to face and stand in with both feet the decisions and the consequences of our actions. It's to remember what is worth preserving in life. And for me, it's my family. It's my culture. It's my way of life. But at the same time, to allow others to believe what they believe and do what they do and live their lives in a way that is consistent with their values. And I think I forgot that in that moment. I think I became someone who I was a long, long time ago. And it's not about kind of nailing that guy down or sort of hiding it in a box. It's actually about taking it out of the box, sitting down with myself as a martial artist and having a discussion with myself or with others about what was going on there. What this gentleman who punched that poor unfortunate gentleman I was talking about before, he's doing prison time. But anything could have happened in that situation, as you know and as I know. He could have killed that gentleman. And then you're destroying two families. You're destroying children and lives and a whole bunch of things that we shouldn't really have to be in a position to compromise. So when you're doing martial arts and you're training, where does anger sit for you? How close to the surface? For me, I guess it sits a lot closer to the surface than what I thought it did. And also I know with anger, directed out is destructive, but it can be equally destructive when it's directed in. We all know what it's like to practice a technique or look at it and think, God, that's so simple and I can't get it. To watch people learn in 20 minutes what you were spending the last 6 months practicing. To feel like the old guy, to feel like the young guy, to feel like the little guy, to feel like the big guy, whatever. What woman, fill in the blank. And I think we need to find a way to make peace with ourselves and make peace with those around us. But it's that old saying that my friend James Pankovich talks about. Him and I were having a bit of a discussion the other day, and there's a saying that he brought to my attention, which I've heard before, but he put it very eloquently. Strive to have a Buddha heart, but a demon fist. And on that note, I will leave you thinking about what that means for you.